Hello, I'm Sylvia Ash Bullard with three guests in the 88.9 Cube studio today. Patsy the dog. Hi, Patsy. Patsy's not answering. Patsy belongs to Rachel Constanzo. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
And also here, we have the curator and interim director of the Forman Art Gallery, Karin Di Genova. Hi there.
Hi.
The subject today, it kind of ties in with the Forman Art Gallery, and this is a presentation that will be taking place April 16th to May 3rd, right? And what is that?
The gallery will host an exhibition about mental health in April, and for that project we work with a group of students from Bishop's University and also with two groups working in the field of mental health, so with Mental Health Estrie here in Lenoxville and also with Oasis Santé Mentale that is in Granby. We met with them quite a few times, and the story that we will be showing in the exhibition are the story that people shared with us and that were drawn by Joanne Hoy, which is a graphic artist from Montreal.
Okay. Now, Rachel Constanzo, you've so kindly agreed to share your story with us today, and you've also brought in the other guest there, Patsy the dog, who is a special dog. And we're really happy that you have done so, because perhaps you may be able to help some people out there who may have had to deal with some of the things that you've had to deal with. So tell us your story and tell us about Patsy.
Well, Patsy is a psychiatric service dog, which means he's a service dog for people with disabilities, with mental disabilities. So psychiatric service dogs are for people with panic disorder, PTSD, depression, OCD, any mental disabilities that someone's diagnosed with can be helped by a service dog. So Patsy helps me. I was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder and panic disorder about a year ago, actually. And so Patsy helps me with that.
And how does Patsy help you with that? Like, for example, post-traumatic stress disorder, what are some things that Patsy can do to help you?
One symptom I have of post-traumatic stress disorder is I get a lot of anxiety and panic attacks when people get either too close to me or if someone bumps up to me behind me. It's just like a reaction I'm unable to control. So Patsy, one of his jobs is he creates space. So if someone starts to come too close to me, he will stand between me and that person in order to stop them from being able to bump into me. He wakes me up from night terrors. He can turn on the lights and fetch a phone if he needs to. He reminds me to take my medication on time. I think the most important thing Patsy does is he senses panic attacks and signals before they come so that I can know a panic attack is coming and
that's
get
amazing.
To a safe place. Yeah.
He can actually sense this before it actually happens.
Yeah, he's been able to sense them up to 15 minutes in advance sometimes. It's pretty incredible.
And so what does he do?
Well, his signal is he'll come and he'll put his head on my lap, which is I know that means that something's coming. If I don't listen to him, he'll sometimes jump up on me and be like, Mom, I'm doing my job here. Mm-hmm. and that way I know how to get to a safe place. And if he's not able to signal, if it's just brought on too suddenly and he's not able to signal, he is able to help me through the panic attack so that I don't.
So do they scientifically know why he's able to sense this? Do you have any idea?
I'm not exactly sure, but I think like Patsy's very in tune with me, so he can sense from my heartbeat if my heartbeat starts to speed up or if like, you know, if I'm sweating, I'll smell a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
He's always done it. I've had him since he was a puppy and he's done it, so I'm not sure how you would train a dog to do that. Mm-hmm. But
and how was Patsy trained?
Patsy was trained in Sherbrooke with a trainer from Vision Canine, which is down on Wellington Street. Like, first he's trained in his public access manners, so that's like his service dog manners for when he goes out in public. So, you know, he's not going to sniff food in the grocery store. He's mm-hmm. not going to jump up on people's laps when we're in class and cause a disturbance. So that's the first thing they're trained in. Then he's trained in specific tasks for me for what I need as a person with a disability.
Mm-hmm. So you've explained what Patsy does for you, but for people who have other disorders, do you know what service dogs could do for them? Like, for example, severe depression.
Yeah, I actually knew a girl who had a psychiatric service dog for depression. And one of the things her dog did was he could tell when she was down, and he would, if she was in bed, he would like go and pull the covers off her and get her to go outside and take a walk, because for her, getting outside was something that would really help her. I also read online, there's a blog I read from a person who has OCD, and so the dog was trained to sense their compulsive counting behaviors and intervene.
Okay, so OCD is obsessive compulsive disorder,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes. He would intervene in compulsive actions in order to stop that person from doing whatever their compulsive action was and to keep them safe.
Amazing. So would you say that Patsy has really changed your life?
Patsy has changed my life more than I can explain. Before I had Patsy, I didn't leave my house for probably about 4 months by myself because I just wasn't able to do it. It was just too overwhelming. And now I'm in school, I'm graduating, I'm going to grad school next year.
Okay. Well, that's really great. Really great to hear. And if anybody out there may have some of these problems that you have, what would you suggest to them?
Well, the first thing I would suggest is to reach out to someone. I know like you, it can be so hard when you're in this situation, you feel so alone, and it's very frustrating to not quite understand what's going on and why you feel that way. And the first step I think is for me was to find a good therapist. And sometimes that can take a long time, but it really was my therapist who helped me get Patsy. If you are interested in psychiatric service dogs, there's tons of information online. The best website is servicedog.ca. It has all sorts of information on where you can go in Canada to get more information about help.
Okay. And is your story going to be told on April 16th, or how will this tie in with the Foreman Art Gallery?
Well, I did do a comic as part of, I did a 4-page graphic novel as a part of the workshop about my experience with Patsy and how he's changed my life. So I think at least part of that is going to be exhibited at the exhibition.
In the exhibition, we'll be showing the graphic novel made by the artist, Joanne Hoy, but we're also going to be showing some comic jams that participants did into our workshop, as well as the graphic novels that the students in our group, in our special group, did. So we will be part of the exhibition, as well as part of the small publication that we are finishing right now.
Okay, and all this happens April 16th?
April 16th, it's the opening night, so everyone is welcome it's going to be from 5 to 7 p.m. and the exhibition will be there until May 3rd.
Okay, and that's near the Centennial Theater, right?
Yes,
if we know
is.
How to get to the Centennial Theater,
exactly.
It's pretty easy to find the Foreman Art Gallery.
Exactly, it's just beside. So it's open from noon until 5 p.m. From Tuesday until Saturday.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you to Patsy the dog. Patsy is really here. And Rachel Constanzo, thank you for sharing your story with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
And also Corinne DiGenova from Foreman Art Gallery.
Thank you.